Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Maseches Baba Kama. We're up to Paragimel Mishnah Tes. Shor Shavim Anashinagach Shor Shavim Masayim. If you have an ox that's worth 100 zuz, and it gores an ox that's worth 200 zuz, so the victim is double the price of the aggressor. Ve'inan Neveli Afaklum, and the victim was double the price, but now the body is worth nothing. It went from 200 to zero. So since it's a shartam and it's supposed to pay Chatzi Nezek, no, tell us a shor. The guy who owned the victim ox could just take the shor that did the goring, because that's worth 100, and that's exactly chatzi nezek of exactly what happened. Shor shav masayim shenogach shor shav masayim. If a 200 zuz ox gored another 200 zuz ox, veina neveli yafaklum, and the nevel is worth nothing. So now it went from 200 to zero. Amir Rabbi Meir al zanemar machruas ashor achai v'chatzu es kaspo. That's what they say. That's what the pasuk is referring to when it says that they should sell the living shor and split the money. So since the living shor is worth $200 and he owes him $100, so sell the living shor for $200, split the money, and let the victim get $100. However, Amala Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, V'chein halacha. Look, as far as halacha, you're correct. That's what you're supposed to do, but that's not what the pasuk is talking about. Kiyamto machras ashar chai v'chatzu es kaspo, because that explains very well the part of the pasuk that says, U'machras ashar but it does not explain the part of the pasuk that says that the dead shor should also be split. The dead shor in this case was worth zero and therefore is not split at all. So the eze, what's that part of the pasuk about? No, the case is not that a shor shav masayim gores another shor shav masayim and the victim went from 200 to zero. The case is that the victim went from 200 to 50, which means that you owe him half of a $150 loss, which means that you owe him $75. So the one that was mazik takes half the value of the living ox, which is 100, and half the value of the dead ox, which is now worth 50, so he takes 25 of that, so he gets 125. And the one that the owner of the victim ox also gets the 100 zuz from the living ox and the 25 zuz from the victim ox, and that's half of that way he's getting paid chatzi nezek. How's he getting paid chatzi nezek? Because the value went down from 200 to 50, which means he had $150 of damage, but he was left with $50 of value. So he should have $75 of damage paid to him plus $50 of value, which is a total of $125. And that's exactly what he's going to get if they split both of them. So that's what the pasuk is actually referring to. Moving on to Mishnah Yud. Yesh chayev al maisa shoro. Sometimes if a shor does something, the owner of the shor is going to be chayiv, but if he himself did those same things, he's not going to be chayiv. And sometimes it's the reverse, that if your shor does something, you're going to be pater, but if you did it, you'd be chayiv. So for example, shor shabiyesh pater. If your ox embarrasses somebody, you don't have to pay for the busha. You don't have to pay for the bosha. But if you embarrass somebody, chayiv, you do have to pay for the bosha. The Bar Tanura points out that how do I know shor shabiyesh is pater? D'chsiv ish ba'amiso velo shor ba'amiso. That when it describes the requirement to pay boshes, the Torah uses the term ish, and therefore we darshin and not shor. Inami einam vayish chayv elik shem vayish bekavon of shor lov mechayvim levayishu. The other possibility is that you're only chayv for boshes if you did so bekavona. A shor can't have kavona for boshes. A shor can't even understand the concept of boshes. Shor shes if the shor was blinded, the eye of your eved, the hippolashino or knocked out your eved's tooth, pater, you don't have to free the eved. But if the owner himself of the eved blinded the eved or knocked out his tooth, he's going to be chayiv to free the eved. That's a pasuk in the Torah that shein va'ayin, an eved is yotzei b'shein va'ayin, but that's only b'shein va'ayin of the owner doing so, not of the of the Eved doing so. That's what the pasuk says. V'chiyake ish es ein avdo o es ein amaso v'shichaso lechavshi yishalchenu tachaseino. So it's a beferish in the pasuk that he'd go free with shein v'ayin, but again, only if the owner did it, not if the shor did it. Shor shachaval bav vimo. If a shor did a chavala on the father or mother, chayiv. So you have to pay the damages that the shor did. V'hu shachaval bav vimo. But if a guy did a chavala, he injured his father or his mother, pater, he does not have to pay the damages, because whenever a person wounds his father or his mother, he's chayv misa. We have a principle called kam le bidra b'minei, that if you incur the two different onshim in a single action, you only get the worst of the two onshim, and the other one you're pater from. So here he's chayv misa for injuring his father or mother, and he's chayv mamon for the physical damage to the father or mother, and because he's going to be chayv the misa, he's pater from the mamon. Shorosh shehidlik es hagadosh b'Shabbos. If a shor lights a grain on fire on Shabbos, or a stack of hay on fire on Shabbos, chayiv, you got to pay for the damages that your shor caused damage by having by lighting something on fire that belonged to somebody else. But who shehidlik es hagadosh b'Shabbos pater mipnei shu mischayiv b'nafsho. But if the guy himself lit the thing on fire, lit the stack of hay on fire, you'd be pater because kam le'bidram. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Tess, we said that if a $100 shor gores a $200 shor, and the victim is now worthless, so the victim should just take the aggressor shor as his payment, and that's his chati nezek that he's entitled to. And we said if a $200 shor gores another $200 shor, and the victim is worthless, so Rav Meir says, oh, that's exactly what the pasuk is talking about when it says umachrus hashor achai v'chatu es kaspo, that you sell the living shor, and each one takes half of the money of it. So Rabbi Yehuda said, look, lahalacha, that's what you would actually do, but it doesn't explain the pasuk, because the pasuk goes on to say that v'gamas ha-mesi achatzun, that you divide the dead carcass as well. So there must be that the pasuk is actually talking about a case where a $200 shor gores another $200 shor, the victim shor is now down to the carcass is worth $50, so it's $150 worth of damage. The guy's got to get paid $75 for chatzi nezek, plus he's got to recoup his $50, the value of a $50 carcass. So he'll get a total of $125 of value. How do you do that? By splitting both. You split the $200 aggressor shor, so each one gets $100 of that. You split the $50 victim shor, each one gets $25 of that, and therefore everyone ends up with $125, exactly as they should. In Mishnah Yud, we said that there are some cases that a person is chayiv for what his shor does, but pater if he does the very same thing, or vice versa. So we said, for example, if a shor causes busha, you don't have to pay. But if you cause busha, you do have to pay. If a shor knocks out the eye or the tooth of your Eved, you don't have to free your Eved. You do the very same thing, you do have to free your Eved. So those are two examples where if the shor does it, you're pater, and if you do it, you're chayiv. Then we had examples where if you do it, you're pater, but if your shor does it, you're chayiv. Namely, if you're wounding your father or mother, or lighting something on fire on Shabbos. In both of those cases, if the owner himself does it, he's chayiv misa, so we apply kam le bidrab minei, and therefore he would not be chayiv the mamon. But in both of those cases, if the shor does it, you in fact would be chayiv the mamon. Okay, Ben Shem, next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Yud Aleph.